And a big day in the theater world. Tony Award nominations were announced today. And our next guest, part of the cast of a show nominated for 4 Tonys today, including Best Musical. Jeremy Morris joins us from the cast of Waitress. Jeremy, welcome back to the show, and a big congratulations.
Hey, Rich. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, that is such exciting news. Were you watching TV, watching it happen live this morning?
No, I wasn't. We actually had a huge day yesterday where we performed on the Today Show live in the morning and then recorded the cast album, so I gave myself permission to sleep in a little bit today.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. What a day yesterday. Abby and I got to watch you. You guys look great. What was that like? I mean, you're used to performing in the evening on Broadway, but yesterday you had to be up early and performing outside in the Today Show.
Yeah, we got up early. I ended up getting up at 4 a.m., and then I took a car over to the studios. I got there around 5:45. That was our call time. We had a rehearsal outside at 6:15 for half an hour, and we waited around, got in costume, got in mic, and then we did a couple of teasers before we performed at 8:45. But, yeah, it was wild performing so early.
Well, and then you get that out of the way, and then it was off to a studio to record the cast album. What was that experience like?
It was wonderful. Sarah Bareilles kind of took lead on everything. She knows exactly what she wants on how to blend all of our voices and putting us at different mics together. It was an amazing experience watching her work with us and the whole amazing team on that MSR Studios.
Well, it's quite a year for Broadway shows. Of course, Hamilton getting 16 nominations and a lot of the attention. But in the theater world, as we know, you kind of cheer everybody's success because when there are big hits like Hamilton and like your show that's been a smash so far, that's just good for everybody.
Absolutely. It's amazing how many new works made it to theaters this year. After Hamilton had such rave reviews this past July, because they opened a while ago. People were afraid to open their new Broadway shows. And then just in April and March this year, so many awesome new shows kind of came, just swept in to Broadway.
We're talking with Jeremy Morris. He's in the cast of Waitress, the smash musical nominated today for 4 Tonys, including Best Musical. Now, you and Jesse and several others were in the original cast at ART at Cambridge last summer. When did you know that this was a musical that would have some legs and be a big success beyond American Repertory Theater?
I don't know. The way that audiences were reacting to the show up at ART, I think we all had a feeling that we had a really, really special show on our hands. Just how universally accepted it was by young people, older people, men, women. It was just and how beautiful the music just is. When I first heard the songs, I was so drawn to the piece, and just hearing it come to life and come alive in front of people I knew. Pretty early on, and I was hoping that other people would agree, and it seems that they have.
And the audiences have, people love Broadway shows, but the affection that fans of the show have for this seems to be a little different than that. There's a real personal connection that the audience feels with the characters in this show.
Yeah, I agree. There's someone for everyone in this musical, a character that is relatable by everyone, almost everyone in the audience.
So for you, your first experience of being on Broadway, what's it been like for you so far?
It's been a huge whirlwind. We haven't stopped. I mean, we opened on the 24th, which was Sunday of last week, and we haven't stopped with the Today Show this week and the cast recording. And we were rehearsing right up until the end, making changes. But it's been amazing. It's been amazing to have. I've never been in a show in Midtown this big before. It's just been an amazing experience, and everyone in the cast is so wonderful, and creative team is so supportive. It's been surreal, and sometimes though not being surreal, it just also feels like I'm just doing a show that any show, and it just happens to be in Midtown. So it's both strangely real at some points, and then also incredibly surreal. Like opening night was surreal. Yesterday was surreal. Like just kind of check-in moments. Like, oh, this has been my dream since childhood.
And it's such a community, too, for people who go to Broadway, go to New York City for the first time and realize that, you know, the entire history of the American musical theater is on these handful of streets and theater houses that have been doing it for so long. And so when you leave the theater, you go out to get a bite to eat, you're just as likely to see cast members from other shows as well.
Yeah. It was funny. The other day in between shows, I went to this, called Clinton Community Garden. It's right on 48th, between 9th and 10th. And I sat in this little garden, and I saw part of the cast from an American in Paris, just hanging out there. And then a guy from American Psycho walked by. I was like, oh, yep, it's just, the whole community is between shows, relaxing in a garden and getting some sun. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, I know you're a baseball fan, and when you were at ART, you had a chance to go to Fenway. Have you been too busy to get to Yankee Stadium yet?
Oh, yeah, I've been too busy. But I'm hoping that I'll be able to catch some Monday games soon. And I'm from Philly originally, so I'd love to see Philly's Mets play over at City Bank Stadium.
Well, hopefully you'll get a little Monday off here and get a break, but you know, when the Today Show calls or when they say we need you to record the original cast album, yeah, I think that takes precedence over baseball.
I have to agree with that. I will do those things over baseball.
Well, Jeremy, we're so excited for you and the cast. It's just a wonderful show. I know it's going to have a long life on Broadway, and we appreciate you making time at this very busy time for you. Thanks for being with us, and continued success with the show.
Thanks so much, Rich.